Title: Ride Groove Glue System Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle of Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right. Let's get into one of the most underrated secrets in jungle and old school DNB, the ride, the top loop, the air layer, whatever you call it. It's not decoration, it's glue. When you're chopping an amen or a think break into a million pieces, your kick and snare can be perfect and it still won't feel like a rolling machine unless the tops are giving the ear a consistent clock to follow. That's what we're building today, a ride groove glue system in Ableton Live 12, using resampling so it stops feeling like clean MIDI and starts feeling like found audio you printed, abused, and owned. This is intermediate level. I'm assuming you're comfortable warping audio, using drum racks, and doing basic routing. Cool. Let's move fast, but not sloppy. First, quick project setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll aim at 170 BPM, because that's the sweet spot for a lot of jungle rollers. Set an 8-bar loop in arrangement view, because we want enough time for the groove to evolve. Then create a drums group, and inside it make 4 tracks, break chops, one shots for kick and snare if you want them, ride glue as a MIDI track, and ride glue resampled as an audio track. If you've got bass already, keep it muted for now. Today is about drums locking. Step 1 is building a break foundation so the ride actually has something to glue to. On break chops, drop in an amen, think, hot pants anything with attitude. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients, and then adjust the transient envelope. Around 15 to 35 is a good zone. Lower feels looser and more natural, higher gets tighter and more choppy. For classic jungle edits, I usually don't go too extreme, because you want a little smear. Now slice it. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track, and use the built-in slice preset. Now you've got the break on a drum rack. Ready to program. Make a simple 2-bar edit. Keep the snare on 2 and 4 as your anchor. That's your home base. Then add 1 or 2 ghost notes, a tiny shuffle, maybe a little kick variation. Nothing fancy yet. We're giving the top something to react to. Quick glue move here. Put drum bus on the break chops track. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Keep boom low, like 0 to 10. Because we're not trying to turn the break into a sub generator. If the slicing made your break feel a bit weak, push transients up around plus 5. If it's too pokey, pull it down a touch. We just want it confident. Now step 2, the ride glue MIDI pattern. This is where the vibe gets decided. On your ride glue MIDI track, load a drum rack. Put a 909 ride or a sampled ride in one slot. In another slot, add a noisy shaker or hat. And if you want extra texture, add a vinyl tick or a short noisy hat that sounds like it came from an old record. The trick is, you're building a composite top loop. Not just one cymbal. Start with a super plain rim. 8th notes for 2 bars. Just steady. Then add micro variation. Alternate velocities like 95, 75, 90, 70. You don't have to match those numbers exactly, but the idea is loud soft variation so it feels played, not stamped. Then nudge a few hits slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. Not a full groove shift, just a few little lazy hits so the pattern breathes. Now we bring in the old school feel engine. The groove pool. Open it up and pick something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 61. Apply it to the ride glue clip. Timing at around 35 to 60%. Velocity influence around 10 to 20 and a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 6%. Then do something important. Apply the same groove to the break, but at a lower amount. That matters because we want the ride to lead the feel. The ride becomes the clock the ear follows, and the break kind of tucks into that pocket. That's the glue concept in practice. Before we resample, we build a pre-print processing chain. Think of this as, how would this top loop sound if it already lived with the break? In the same room, through slightly dirty gear, on the ride glue MIDI track, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz with a steep slope, because we do not need low junk in the ride system. If the cymbal is harsh, make a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB. If it's dull, a gentle shelf up at 10 to 12 kHz can help, but don't chase shiny. Jungle tops are often band-limited compared to modern EDM. Next, add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. We're adding density and thickness, not just volume. Then, yes, drum bus. Even on rides, drive maybe 5 to 12, crunch 5 to 20. Transients can go either way. If you want that old-school slightly softened top, try negative values a little. Boom should be off or extremely low. After that, Add auto filter for movement. High pass or band pass both work. If you choose high pass, keep it around 300 Hz just for cleanup. Turn on the LFO and make it subtle. Tiny amount. Rate set to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. You should barely see it moving. This is that it's going through hardware illusion, where the tone isn't static. Now put hybrid reverb on as a short room, or small ambience. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so the reverb doesn't spray fizzy highs everywhere. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. The key is, this isn't big reverb effect. This is glue space, like the tops and break were sampled from the same place. Now we commit. Step 4. Resampling. Create an audio track called Ride Glue Resampled. You have two options. Option A is classic. Set audio from to resampling, arm the track, and record 8 bars while your drums play. Option B is cleaner. Set audio from to the Ride Glue MIDI track, post effects, arm it, and record. Either way, you're printing the vibe, including swing, saturation, room, and movement. After you record, pick the best 4 or 8 bars and consolidate, so it becomes a clean loop. Warp it if needed. Beats mode is fine, but here's a sneaky move. Set slightly softer transient envelope than the original, like 25 to 45. That makes it smear just a bit, like sampled audio instead of hyper-digital hits. Now step 5, old-school glue processing on the resampled audio. This is where it stops sounding like a MIDI cymbal pattern and starts sounding like a loop from a record. On the resampled ride track, at EQ 8, high pass around 300 to 500 Hz. If there's a rainy frequency, often somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz, notch it slightly. Don't over-EQ. Just remove the one thing that's annoying. Now add redux, but be respectful. Downsample around 2 to 8 to start. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. The goal is crust, not mosquito fizz. If it starts whistling, we'll deal with it later by EQing after redux. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That little bit of compression is a huge part of sit. It stops the ride from sounding like individual hits and makes it behave like one piece of audio. Then add utility for stereo control. Set width somewhere like 70 to 110%, but be careful with ultra-wide tops. If your mix starts feeling unstable, bring it down to 80 or 90%. Old records often feel wide because of room and phase, but the center still feels solid. Now we do one of the most pro moves in this whole workflow, split into two layers for control. Step 6. Duplicate the resampled ride into two audio tracks. Name one ride attack and the other ride room or ride body. On ride attack, EQ it aggressively. High pass it around 800 Hz up to even 1.5 kHz. You're focusing on crisp presence and tick. If it needs a little sparkle, a gentle shelf at 10 kHz is fine. If it feels too polite, add a tiny saturator drive, like 1 to 3 dB. On ride room or body, shape it like a band pass. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. This layer is not for shine. It's for the smeared, dirty living in a space vibe. Put hybrid reverb on it with a longer decay than before, maybe 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and dry slash wet 15 to 30%. Then optional auto pan very slow, 1/2 note or 1 bar, amount 10 to 20%. Just slow drift, not wobble. Blend these under your break. Here's a teacher tip. Turn them down until you miss them, then bring them up just a hair. The best glue layer feels like it's doing nothing until you mute it and the groove collapses. Now step 7. Arrangement ideas. Because jungle tops should evolve even if the break pattern stays similar. Try a 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, intro drums. Filter the break a bit and use only the ride room layer. Let it feel distant and roomy. Bars 9 to 16, drop. Bring in full break, ride attack and ride room together. Bars 17 to 24, variation. Mute ride attack every 2 bars like call and response and maybe re-trigger a tiny chunk, like a quarter bar, as a little fill. Bars 25 to 32, second phrase, increase ride attack by about 1.5 dB and automate redux dry slash wet from 10% up to 20%, just to age it slightly as the phrase continues. Add a crash or impact right at bar 25, and now it feels like a proper progression. Let's cover common mistakes so you don't waste an hour chasing the wrong problem. First mistake, overswinging the ride. If you crank groove amount too high, the track starts wobbling and loses drive. Keep it controlled. Second, too much reverb. Jungle is spacious, but the groove needs definition. Use short rooms, filter the highs. Third, not committing. Resampling is the point. The whole character comes from printing and then treating it like audio. Fourth, the ride fighting the snare. If your ride is loud in that 2 to 6 kHz range, it'll mask snare crack. Dip there, or keep the attack layer quieter. Fifth, stereo tops that destabilize the mix. Very wide rides can make the whole track feel unfocused, especially when bass comes in. Width should feel intentional, not like an accident. Now some pro tips if you're going darker or heavier. Try sidechaining the ride attack slightly from the snare. Super subtle. Put a compressor on ride attack. Enable sidechain. Choose your snare track or drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack. Short release. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB dip on snare hits. You won't hear pumping, you'll just feel the snare pop through dense tops. Another big one. Band limit the ride like a sampled break. Low pass the top around 8 to 10 kHz. Then if you miss a little air, add a tiny shelf back at 12 kHz. That gives you older top end instead of shiny modern hiss. You can also set up a parallel dirt return. Send ride attack to a return track with saturator on analog clip. A bit of redux, then EQ. Blend it quietly. It adds menace without ruining your main tone. And if you want a modern edge, while staying musical, use roar very lightly on the resampled ride. Low mix, focused on mid-bite. Just enough to keep the tops alive when the bass is loud. Now, quick extra coaching that will level up how you think about this.